Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience and welcome to the Honghai conference call. The presenters for today's conference are the Chairman Yang Liu, the CFO David Huang, and the IR Director Alex Yang. During the presentation, the participants' line will be muted. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Alex Yang, the IR Director. Mr. Yang, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Honghai Precision Industry 2019 third quarter result investor conference call. We have posted the presentation file of today's call on the Honghai corporate website, www.foxconn.com. Please download it as your reference. Before we start the call, I would like to remind you of the safe harbor notice on the second page. On the third page, there will be five sections of today's presentation. The CFO, David Huang, will present the quarterly result and the analysis of four product segments in the revenue mix. Then the chairman, Yang Liu, will present the fourth quarter and the 2020 outlook guidance. He will also elaborate the digital transformation progress in Honghai and reiterate our commitment of creating shareholders' value. After that, we'll open up for questions. Now I will pass on this to the CFO, David.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, let me present Honghai's quarter three financial statement. Let us take a look at the financial statement. Okay. As you may know, Honghai Group consolidation report, financial report, actually including four major parts. The first one is directly measured by Honghai, and the other three is the most important three listing companies. The first one is FIH listed in Hong Kong, and the second one is FII listed in Shanghai, and the FIT listed in Hong Kong. And in terms of revenue and the profit, the contribution from these four parts. In terms of revenue, actually Honghai represent 52%, FII 36%, FIH 9%, FIT 3%. And the contribution from profit, FII represent 57%, and Honghai itself only 36%. FIT 6% and the FIH 1%. And then moving to the income statement. And the revenue actually quarter over quarter, we have improved from last quarter. Okay.
To webcast it.
Okay. And in terms of revenue, actually, quarter over quarter, there increased 20%. And the YOY is increased 1%. And in terms of the profit, actually, quarter over quarter is 80% growth. And the year over year is 23%. And let's take a look at the financial ratio. Our gross margin is increasing from 5.87% to 6.01%. And the operating margin is increasing from 2.28% to 2.41%. And the profit margin is increasing from 1.81% to 2.21%. And last one is our earnings per share, improving from 1.57 to 2.21. Let's take a look at the balance sheet. And we focus on the financial ratios. the days sales of inventory is improving from 48 to 46. And the cash conversion cycle is improving from 47 to 45. And the net cash improving from last year's 18 billion to 138 billion. And the debt asset ratio improving from 63% to 61%. Regarding the cash flow, this year, three quarter, the cash generated from operating activity is 135 billion NT dollars. And the cash generated from investing activity is 24 billion NT dollars. As a result, we repay the bank loan 149 billion NT dollars. About the CAPEX, this year we spent to third quarter is 58 billion NT dollars. Compared with last year, the same period is 47.7 billion NT dollars, increasing 11 billion NT dollars. Okay, then I would like to focus on the Q3 results. Because of the three major listing companies, the earning improvement, for instance, FII is improving 9%, and FIT is 7%. And the most important one is FIH, because the past few years, actually, investors are concerned about FIH performance, because they are always face a very difficult situation and they face the loss profit. So starting from this year, actually Q3 is starting turnaround to the profit situation. This can contribute to Honghai's financial margin a lot. That's the financial summary report to all of you. And next, I would like to introduce the revenue mix breakdown. Actually, the consolidation income statement revenue can be computed from four major parts. The first one is consumer and the smart product, represent 49%. And the second one is corporate product, represent 23%. The third one is computing product, represent 21%. The last one is components and others, represent 7%. And the scope of these four products, I would like to introduce consumer and the smart product, including smartphone, TV, a game console. And corporate product is including server and networking. Computing product, including computer, tablet, and notebook. Components and others, including connector and cable and service and others. And starting from last year, quarter one to this year's quarter three, I think these four major product mix percentage change, that's for your reference. For example, last the quarter three, compared with this quarter three, actually the major change is from the consumer and the smart product. Another one is computing product. I think this basically is based on the customer quota mix change. I finished my financial summary.
Okay, now we'd like to turn to the chairman, Yang Liu, and please go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Yang Lu from Foxconn. I will start with page 13. On page 13, we will provide outlook for the quarter, the fourth quarter of this year. If you remember, we have four categories of products. The first one is consumer and smart products. And with this category of product, we expect that the quarter on quarter will be pretty good. Okay, and year on year it will be slightly lower. The reason is being last year, you know, the last year's number was pretty high. So based on the year-on-year outlook, we anticipated it would be a little lower. The second one is the computer products. And from the quarter-on-quarter, we see the outlook will be pretty good, also pretty strong, in the range from maybe around 10 to 15% higher from the quarter to on quarter. From the year on year, for the year on year number, we expect the corporate products will perform even. And for computing products, the quarter on quarter and the year on year will be about the same. And for the components and the other products, the year, quarter on quarter and year on year will be about the same. And now I'm turning to page 14. On page 14, I'm going to give you the outlook of 2020, next year. And our outlook of consumer and smart products will be slightly better than this year. Due to the turmoil of the political, you know, the trade war may be settling, that may not be a factor for next year. So we anticipated the consumer and the smart product lines will be slightly better. But for the corporate product lines, we think it will be pretty good, pretty strong. It will be around 10 to 15% higher than this year due to the 5G deployment. And we think you know, the 5G product by itself, it really need the contents to drive the 5G cell phones. But before the contents is available, the infrastructure will have to be ready. So we think next year, you know, the 5G infrastructure will grow pretty high. And for the computing products, we think it's slightly better than this year, just due to the overall economy situation. And same for the components and other product lines. And we also anticipated that it will be a little better than last year, than this year. Now we're turning to page 15, the Honghai Group global distribution, the global footprint. Here we show, you know, our footprint in Japan, Taiwan, China, Europe, America, India, and Southeast Asia. About the products that we're going to make there. And as I stated in the last investors conference, that there are total about 16 countries we have production site. And around 70 sites altogether worldwide. Okay, 70 sites. So this tells you, you know, our global footprint. And with this kind of footprint, you know, we anticipated that if the situation occurs that our customers will move their production to any one of these sites, the site will be ready for expansion. Okay. And next, I'm going to cover the corporate digital transformation, you know, our strategy for our future development. On page 17, here we show to you that we have three steps, okay, of the transformation. The first step is Foxconn 1.0. The second step is Foxconn 2.0. The third is Foxconn 3.0. And with Foxconn 1.0, it is a continuous optimization of the existing business. Okay. And the detail, I will go over that in the next page. And with Foxconn 2.0, it's mainly the digital transformation. We want to transform ourselves to a fully digitally operated, you know, business. And with Foxconn 3.0, it will be the transformation and upgrading, okay, to the next, to the new future industry or product lines with, you know, some kind of core technologies, which I will talk about that in detail in the next pages. Next is page 18. With Foxconn 1.0, we are going to do four things. Number one is we're going to enhance our teamwork. The teamwork between the business groups and the headquarters, and the teamwork between our headquarters and our subsidiaries. The second thing is sharing. You know, most importantly, we want to enhance the information sharing between the subsidiaries and the business group. And besides sharing the information, we want to change the revenue sharing, the way that we share, not the revenue, the profit sharing. The way how we share our the result of the operation among our business group. In the past, it was mainly to motivate the labor intensive kind of people. And in the future, we're gonna switch the motivation focus to the technology or the contribution from the mainly from the head, not from the hands. Okay. The third thing that we are going to do in the Foxconn 1.0 is to try to, you know, find a way to improve our profitability with the existing business. One is to streamline our procurement processes. Okay, and with the procurement process refinement, we think it will increase our cost efficiencies. And the fourth one is to enhance our integrity by building as streamlined processes, we think we can remove the human factors in the procurement and the manufacturing processes. And this exists in all the companies with a lot of people involved. With that, we think the only way to improve it is to set up a system that have the streamlined processes to prevent this kind of corruption. Mm-hmm. Next, I'm going. It's page 19. I'm going to talk about Foxconn 2.0. It's about the digital transformation of the Foxconn group. And most of you probably are aware of the Industry 4.0. With Industry 4.0, its main focus is on the operational efficiencies. Okay, but for digital transformation, it's not just the operational efficiencies. It also includes, how we can, use digital information to help us on decision making, and also, for the customer experiences, if we can provide the customer experiences with a digital one-stop shop type of services. And this is not just the overhauling of the IT system. It also involves in changing of the organization behavior and the culture. So that's going to take, this is a very mass transformation. It's going to take anywhere from 3 years to 5 years in order to fully transform to the digitally operated corporation. Next, on the page 20, I'm going to talk about Foxconn 3.0. It is about the transformation and with the new future industries. For the future industries, we are going to target three new industries: electrical vehicles, digital health, and the robotics. With this, the reason why we choose these three industries, number one is because of their TAM. Their TAM estimated in 2025, altogether, it's going to be 1.2 to 1.3 trillion. Okay. Number two is their CAGR. The CAGR of EV and digital health and robotics was estimated to be above 20%. With that CAGR, we know that with a newcomer, we have a good opportunities. Unlike the CAGR that was lower than, lower than 10 or lower than 5, the incumbent players, it's very difficult to replace. That's why we chose these three future industries. And for the core technologies that we are going to build, three categories of core technologies. Number one is AI. Number two is semiconductor. Number three is 5G and 6G. The reason why we want to build our core technologies is to improve our gross profit margin. In the past, maybe 10, 15 years ago, Foxconn enjoyed pretty good gross profit margin due to its the leading mold technologies. And in the last 10, 15 years, our competitors gradually pick up, and the gap between us and our competitors on the mode technologies is becoming very close. With that, we saw our the profit margin narrow from 15% down to like today's 6 to 7%. So our target is to improve our gross profit margin with these three core technologies that we are going to build. And actually, AI and semiconductor, 5G and 6G, these the related technologies, we already build some capabilities inside the Foxconn group. And especially with 6G, we have satellite communication capabilities built for many years. I think it was more than 10 years. So with 6G, roughly it's equivalent to 5G plus satellite communications, roughly. So we think we have the advantages over our competitors to build 6G related technologies. Next, on page 21, the overall intention is trying to turn the group from the labor intensive to the capital intensive. Okay, currently we are at labor intensive. So if you look at Foxconn 1.0, you know, we're mostly labor intensive and slightly technology. And with Foxconn 2.0, we hope our target is to turn ourselves into half the labor intensive and half technology intensive. With that, it means that we have more and more engineers instead of workers. And with Foxconn 3.0, we want to focus more on the technology intensive, less on the labor intensive. And once we have entered Foxconn 3.0, that means we have, you know, big enough gross profit margin to support us to enter into the capital intensive business. So this is the overall strategy for Foxconn. Okay. On the next page, we're going to re-emphasize our commitment to our shareholders. As we stated in the last conference, our cash dividend payout ratio will be at least 40%. We're going to stay with 40% at least if we can improve our gross profit margin to like 10%, then we will reconsider to increase our dividend. And next, just to assure you, Foxconn its status just recently published by the Forbes in its global digital company ranking, and Foxconn is ranked number 25 worldwide. And this achievement is a status of what Foxconn's its position in the digital, in the global digital companies. And we want to use our digital transformation and our Foxconn 3.0 to advance our position in the digital companies in the future. Okay, that's it.
Okay, operator, now we start taking questions.
Yes, thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Participants with question to pose, please press 01 on your telephone keypad and you will be placed in the queue. To cancel the queue, please press 02. Thank you. Now please press 01 on your telephone keypad if you would like to ask a question. Thank you. And the first question is from Gokul Hariharan of JP Morgan. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thanks for the detailed explanation, Chairman, as well as David. So just wanted to concentrate a little bit on the Foxconn 1.0 and 2.0. I think in the earlier meeting, you also highlighted some margin targets, gross margin as well as operating margin targets. Could you talk a little bit about those targets as well for both phases, as well as what are the main areas through which we are going to achieve those margin expansion?
Okay. You know, as I stated in the previous conference, that with the assessment from some consulting companies, that digital transformation for a company with a large manufacturing, with manufacturing as its main business, the margin ranked from, you know, like around 3%. But because our size is so big, and also, you know, that was the estimate of the consulting company from the past, from their past experiences. So at that time, you know, we sort of mentioned our target is 1% of operating profit. 1%. After this, you know, we actually started the transformation practices in on 9/11, September 11th. So we just passed about 8 weeks from the beginning, and in this week, 8 weeks, the achievement, the status of the digital transformation. Is that the diagnosis phase just finished about a week ago. And with that diagnosis phase, our consultant companies, you know, was very confident, you know, after studying, you know, in a very detailed way, you know, about our business and working with more than 10,000 IDLs and, you know, 1,500 leaders in one of the business groups in Foxconn, they're quite confident that we are able to achieve operating margin increase by about 1%. Okay, so with that, and you know, I work with the team quite closely. And I'm quite confident that with digital transformation for the whole group companies, we should be able to achieve around 1% of operating margin increase in the next 3 to 5 years. Next 3 to 5 years. Okay. So in terms of, you know, besides the digital transformation to increase our profit margin, we also want to use to enhance our core competencies, you know, or our core technologies. That includes the mold technologies and some semiconductor technologies and AI technologies. With this core technology improvement, we think we are able to increase around, you know, increase the profitabilities. And our target in the 3 to 5 years, you know, we are targeting the gross profit margin will increase from 6 to 7% as of today to about 10%. Okay, so, you know, that's roughly about you know, the profitability part of your question. You have, that's my answer. Is that okay?
Goku,
Hello?
Can you hear us? Mr. Holly Allen, can you hear us?
I think we lost him.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman Lee. We'll continue in the next one. Thank you. And the next question is coming from Jeff Owaller of Macquarie. Go ahead, please. Mr. Owaller, you are now on the line. Jeff, we cannot hear you.
Oh, let me try. Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, gentlemen, thank you for taking the question. Can you talk about the EV products that you plan on focusing on for the next 3 to 5 years?
Okay. For the EV products, what we're going to build is a platform. More specific, it will be the chassis platform. Okay. We're going to build this platform together with our modules, the modules provided by us to the car makers. Okay. That'll be our main focus. We're not going to build the whole car. Instead, we're going to build a chassis platform with our with some of our modules to service the car industry.
Okay, great, thank you. And my last question, you know, your balance sheet has almost 800 billion NT in cash, and I know you said you're gonna pay a decent dividend percent. Any other thing you're saving the cash for, whether it's acquisitions or anything else specifically? Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to use the money to do some to invest into some of our future technologies and our future target market, by doing some MMA. And we are already talking to a number of companies, which I'm not allowed to discuss now, but you will be hearing that pretty soon, hopefully by the end of the year, we will make some announcement about some of the some use of the cash.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
And the next one is coming from Goku Hanihalan of JP Morgan. Go ahead, please.
Thanks. I just got dropped off. Quick follow-up question. Chairman, could you talk a little bit about how much of additional cost burden could come from the supply chain, regional supply chain relocation, setting up some of the regional manufacturing hubs, as you mentioned, in countries like Vietnam or India, et cetera. How much of an extra cost is that likely to have? And secondly, what are you hearing from your customers in terms of taking on that cost burden? Who's going to bear that cost burden? Is it going to be customers? Is it going to be Honhai or companies like Honhai? And last question on supply chain relocation is also, what is the time frame under which you think this kind of move is going to happen? I think tariffs obviously will accelerate that, but even if tariffs are not really increasing from here on, do you feel that this is something that's going to happen within a 2 to 3 year kind of time frame?
Yeah, okay. In terms of the investment, some of the investment are already done, okay? And it's not because of the trade war. It's because of our overall footprint planning. And that planning includes the Wisconsin Okay. Our Wisconsin project, and that was not due to the trade war. And the overall, you know, from our negotiation, you know, with our customers, the cost that associated with the moving of the capacity to the remote site can be balanced by the cost down due to the move. So the overall cost is quite minimal for Foxconn. Okay. So does that answer your question? Oh, I think we lost him again.
Yes, Chairman Liu, thank you. We'll continue with the next one. Thank you. Now, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. And the next one is coming from Kelly Ho of Daiwa. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Chairman, this is Kelly Huang from Daiwa. Thank you for sharing us about your future plan on improving the profitability. I just have a question on the CapEx side. Given it seems we will have a lot of new focus in terms of develop our technology or new business, just wondering in the next 3 to 5 years, what kind of CapEx level we will expect? Will be similar to this year, or actually it will increase through the phase we are doing the transformation? Thank you.
For the next 2 to 3 years, our capital expenditure allocated for our future industries is around 10 billion NT dollars per year. And you know, 3 years from now, I anticipate that it will be anywhere from 15 billion to 20 billion per year. NT, I mean.
This is for new business, right?
Yeah, for the new business.
Okay. Then can I follow another question? For this new business, let's say for in terms of 3 years of view, what kind of percentage of the revenue you will expect our company revenue from the new business?
We are targeting, our target is to, we're targeting in 2025. To acquire about 10% of the market share of the industries, of the three industries that that we target. The 10% of the three industries that we targeted is about 130 billion. Okay. But that will be the target for the 2025. But you know, in terms for the next going towards 2025, what the curve will look like, it really depends on this new industry how fast that it will grow to that number. And at this moment, we think next year we will see something, but I'm not sure how much it will be. But you know, for the for year 2021, we will see something from this new technology, new industries. We'll show on our book. Okay. But as I said, at this moment, we cannot tell exactly in the next 2 years how the three industries will grow, because it's a sort of a a new industry that we are targeting. But we think EV will come first, and then the digital health, and then the robotics market.
Okay, thank you very much.
And the next question is coming from Dong of Morningstar. Go ahead, please.
Hi, thank you, management. So just on the third quarter group revenue, I think it was kind of flat for third quarter, but I guess for FIID, the revenue was kind of dropped 12% year-on-year. So I was just wondering, when you strip out FII, what was kind of driving the pretty strong revenue growth for the first the Apple business? Thank you.
I'm sorry because your voice is on and off. We cannot hear you. We just heard something about the quarter profit, something like that. But can you repeat it?
Yeah. Can you hear me properly now? Hello.
Still not that clear.
Hi, can you hear me?
We cannot hear you clearly. Can you repeat your question again?
Can you hear me clearly now?
We can hear you now.
Okay, yeah. So I was just, my question is, so I guess for third quarter, the group revenue was flat, but FII's revenue was down almost 12% year on year. So I'm guessing the Hong Hai's business had about high single digit revenue growth year on year in third quarter. So can you perhaps talk about some of the reasons behind the strong revenue growth in third quarter?
Sorry, you're talking about the growth in third quarter, right?
Yeah, for the I guess if you strip out FII, so FII revenue was down 12% year on year. So but the group revenue was flat. So I guess that implies the Hong Kong group the Hong Kong revenue was pretty strong, up high single digit. Can you perhaps talk about what was the key driver? Thank you.
I think it was due to the smartphone unit price is going up. Okay, that's why the same number of units that Foxconn's revenue, the Honghai's revenue is higher because of the unit price has gone up. But the reason why the FII's part is lower because of the number of units of the mobile phone, the mechanical portion. Okay, the price of it didn't go up, but the number of units went down. That's the reason why you see, even though the same number of units, but on the FII side, because it does only the chassis, so the revenue goes down. But for FII, for Foxconn, for Honghai Group, because we do the whole mobile phones, and the whole the unit price for the whole mobile phones went up. That's why the revenue goes higher.
Okay, thank you for that. Just a second question, follow-up question. So I understand for FII, you guys have rolled out the lights-off factory, and it's showing benefits in terms of the SG&A cost going down. So I guess looking at kind of the SG&A cost for FII, are we in the late stages in terms of kind of the cost cut, or are we still more room for further cost cuts in FII?
Sorry. Once again, I would like to clarify your question is you are asking whether the cost-saving efforts has been done in FII. Is that right?
Yes, it's correct.
In terms of FII's, their cost down effort, I think because of their continue working on the Industry 4.0 improvement, and the cost down will continue. But at what kind of a rate? It really up to the process, the progress of the Industrial 4.0 improvement. All I can tell you is that we'll continue. The FI is continuing their cost down effort.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And next we'll have Jeff Owaller of Macquarie for questions. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, thank you. On your revenue mix chart, the biggest year-on-year sales increase in third quarter 19, actually for most of the year, was in the computing area. So can you talk about specifically what grew in the computing area that helped revenues grow year-on-year?
Hold on a second. You are talking about the computing products. It's revenue growth.
At the presentation, slide 12, the percent of sales, biggest increase from the computing.
That was due to the PC segment.
Huh? And is that market growth? Growth or is that market share growth?
I think the some kind of backfire of the PCs. The PCs suddenly went up, okay, due to I don't remember exactly. I think it's related to the Microsoft new services.
Okay, great. Thanks. And my last question again, just on the Wisconsin update, can you talk about the product and customer focus going forward and also the latest CapEx update for the Wisconsin overall plant? Thank you.
Okay. The focuses of the customers will stay similar like this year. Due to the trade war situations, the weight of the customers may change. Say, for example, Huawei may increase. Okay, certain mobile phone customers may go down due to the trade war. The name of the company or the brand, I shouldn't mention it, but due to the trade war, we see that the customers, their allocation, their market share is changing. Okay, with that, our customer base will be the same, but the weight of the customers may change due to that. And in terms of our capital expense, besides the 10 billion NT for our new three new businesses. For the existing business, it will stay about the same, like roughly around 65 billion a year. Stay in that kind of a range.
Okay, thank you.
And the next one is from Edward Yen of J.P. Morgan. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hi. Just two quick questions on my end. One is, earlier on, you mentioned about, you know, the target of margin improvement based on some of the analysis that you've done internally. And you know, I'm just curious, as how does this kind of translate into the various phases? You know, meaning that, you know, when we talked about, you know, Foxconn 1.0, you know, we talked about, you know, four areas, you know, enhanced collaboration, sharing resources, and of course, two, digital transformation, three, you know, looking at some of the new industry and product line. I'm just curious as to how do you kind of overlap your, you know, kind of expectations of margin improvement with these three various phases, meaning that, you know, how much do you think would each of the phases contribute to your ultimate goal?
Okay. I think for the next 3 years and with digital transformation, I think the margin improvement will be mostly from the digital transformation. And we're targeting the digital transformation will increase our profit margin to about 1%. Okay. And 3 years from now, we will see the new market, the product for our future market will come into play. And with that, you know, we think our target is to go anywhere from 2 to 3%. So the target for our gross profit margin for the next 5 years is for the first 3 years is around 7 to 8%, and the fifth years is anywhere from the 8 to 10%, roughly in that that kind of estimation. That's roughly our expectation about the gross profit margin growth.
Appreciate it. And just a quick follow-up question is on your 10% market share for, you know, the EV, digital health, and robotics in the long term. Can you help us, you know, understand a little bit more on, you know, how do you kind of plan to achieve the 10% share? You know, maybe just kind of let us understand, you know, what could be some of the low-hanging fruits or some of the things that you can probably do more immediately in order to kind of break in or gain some share, and what are the some things that you will plan to do in the long run to kind of expand that, you know, share up to 10%?
Okay. Mostly, you know, we think both the supply chain and the chassis platform. The chassis platform and some of the core technology that we provided with the chassis platforms will make us very competitive. And with that competitiveness, we think we are able to address three type of customers, which we already talked to. Number one is the EV players from the internet industry, like XPeng, like Weilai, you know, those kind of companies. That's target number one. Target number two is from the 3C companies that they are, you know, they are building their capabilities to enter into the EV. Okay, the 3C companies from our current customer base. The third target of customers are from the traditional car makers. Okay, we think for the traditional car makers, in order for them to compete at the cost that the internet companies or 3C companies can compete at that level, that they have to work or overhaul their existing supply chain, and we think that's going to be hard. and we already talked to a number of traditional car makers. They all pretty welcome our ideas about, you know, bringing them with, number one, the platform, number two is the supply chain. So with that, you know, we think, you know, our target with 10% growth, 10% of market share in 2025 is achievable.
Thank you very much. That's very, very clear.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now in question and answer session. If you would like to ask the question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. And the next question is coming from Kelly Ho of Daiwa. Go ahead, please.
Chairman, this is Kelly from Daiwa. I just have a quick question to follow up our, my earlier question. You mentioned about $130 billion in terms of revenue for new business. I just want to make sure my calculation is right. It means it's around 3% of our total revenue as of 2019.
The total market of the three new industries, based on the projections from some marketing research companies, is about $1.3 trillion.
Mm.
The 10% of it is about $130 billion. Okay, that's our target in year 2025. Yeah, and it's in USD. I'm sorry, it's in.
Okay, so this is in USD, right? Okay. Okay. Yeah, make it clear now. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
If you would like to ask the question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for all your questions. This concludes today's conference call. We thank you for your participation. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.